This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Electric cars represent less than 1% of the vehicles on the road in Wisconsin, but the market for them is growing fast. There are new tax credits available, and the state is planning an expansion of charging infrastructure. Danielle Kading reports that adoption of electric vehicles in Wisconsin is likely to accelerate even more.
Pop in there.
George Bousset is already sold on electric vehicles. On a gray winter day, he heads out on the snow-covered streets of Bayfield in his 2021 Chevy Bolt. Bousset, who lives just south of Ashland, says he's already put about 17,000 miles on the car since he and his wife bought it 2 years ago.
I just love this car. This is the favorite car of all the cars I've had, and I'm 74 years old, going all the way back to a 1957 Cadillac.
Electric vehicles are still pretty rare in Wisconsin, but that's changing. Last year, the state registered nearly 14,000 of them, an increase of more than 53% from 2021. And now it may be less costly for others who want to buy. The Federal Inflation Reduction Act, passed in 2022, allows eligible buyers up to a $4,000 tax credit for a used EV and up to $7,500 for a new one. The credits come with complex requirements, though, and not all EVs will qualify. Bousset says his Bolt can go up to 250 miles on a full charge. That's plenty for his day-to-day use, but the availability of charging stations on long road trips is still a concern. Francisco Sayu is Emerging Technology Director of Renew Wisconsin.
People are saying, like, you know, I want to buy an EV, but it's really hard to go anywhere with one. So it's keeping people away.
Jeremiah Brockman is president of the recently created Wisconsin chapter of the Electric Vehicle Association. He says the availability of charging stations is about to get a lot better.
If you're in the market for a new car, you should definitely consider an electric one. But if you do a lot of road trips, you might want to wait 2 to 5 years.
Wisconsin is preparing to build roughly 60 fast charging stations. The state is receiving nearly $79 million through the bipartisan infrastructure law to install them. Caleb Vanderweel with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says chargers will be placed every 50 miles on designated roadways and within a mile of exits. He says those would include major routes in northern Wisconsin.
We're hopeful that at the end of the day, if you have an electric vehicle and you live in one of the southern metro areas of the state, that you'll really have that comfort in knowing that if you're going to the Northwoods, that you have somewhere to charge along the way.
As automakers ramp up production of EVs, they're still facing supply chain challenges. And in Wisconsin, there's an additional challenge due to the way the state regulates electricity sales. The federal law requires stations built with federal funds to charge a rate for electricity sold. In Wisconsin, only regulated utilities are allowed to sell electricity to the public. Governor Tony Evers' budget would allow companies to sell electricity at charging stations without being regulated like a utility. Some GOP lawmakers, like Green Bay Republican Senator Rob Coles, say that change is necessary.
We're not going to get the build out that I think we deserve because these electric cars are coming. You know, whether you like them or not, the citizens buy them and they want to be able to charge them up. And we're going to be an outlier within the Midwest if we don't do this.
George Bousset and his brother Bill are drinking lattes at a Bayfield coffee shop. Bill and his wife are weighing whether to buy an electric vehicle. He says federal tax incentives certainly play a role.
You know, this is a major financial decision for us, and range is certainly a consideration.
Bill says they'd like an EV for both short and long road trips to visit family. They're planning to buy in a year or two. By then, he hopes the state and the nation will have made great strides in building a network of EV charging stations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.